Our economic system requires most of us to work because, well, let's face it, most things cost money. But some are priceless, like love and time. And somewhere between those two extremes lives the sharing economy, where all you need is a helping hand.
It's always more fun to share with everyone.
No coercion, no compulsion, just purely for the spirit of generosity.
Hey, Bert, would you share that half a cookie with me?
Sharing is hard sometimes for everyone, isn't it?
Instead of saying, what can I get, what can I give?
In today's installment of our series, we're going to talk about something that doesn't have to cost a dime, and that is to dance. All you really need is a good song with a beat and an environment where you can let loose. But dance clubs can often be more about how you look or how sophisticated your moves are than focusing on the joy of dancing. Here in the Bay Area, there's a thriving community of dancers that are not about the spectacle side of dancing. This group is into encouraging creative expression in whatever form it might take.
You can rest on the floor, or you can dance standing up. You can dance to the rhythm or not to the rhythm. You don't need any formal training. There's no steps. It's like a dance in your living room with your friends.
That's Zach Pine, a proponent of this kind of freestyle dancing. KLW's Jen Chien takes us to a dance event that he co-organizes that's taking the concept of freestyle a little bit further.
When it comes to going out dancing, most people think of it as a Saturday night type of affair.
What? You know what I want to do?
What?
Strut.
Putting on some pomade, slicking on a little lipstick, and hitting the dance floor with some sweet moves that'll put all eyes on you. Well, it's 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, and for these dancers, this is the perfect time to get their groove on. Inside the barn-like space at Ashkenaz Community Center, a trio of women in sweatpants and bare feet do an improvised line dance. A man lies still on the worn wooden floor with his eyes closed. Others are stretching or just swaying to the beat. There are adults and kids of all ages, including several toddlers and one small baby. People look comfortable, not dressed to impress.
That's not a warm-up, that's a hot-up.
This is Soul Sanctuary, a community freestyle dance event that happens here every Sunday.
Community freestyle dances, everyone just comes and dances however they wish.
Daniel Ari is one of the main organizers of Soul Sanctuary and also today's DJ.
You know, people dance out whatever mood they're in. People are very still. We have people of all abilities, ages, and people just dance however they wish to the music.
Although the dancing itself is free form, the two-hour event does have a loose structure. After a warm-up period, the whole group meets for a brief opening circle.
Everyone, let's have a quick circle. Come on over.
Then the main event, a long session of freestyle dancing. In the last 15 minutes, people gather in a circle again and formally introduce themselves.
This is Gerhard,
and I'm Zach.
This is Zach, and I'm Judith.
This is Judith.
And I'm Jen.
Organic fruit is passed around the closing circle as people share their thoughts and experiences.
My name is Anna, and this is my second week. I was always looking for a place where I could enjoy myself and my daughter, too. And coming here, I feel so free, so relaxed.
Soul Sanctuary has been going since 2003. But 2 years ago, they decided to do away with admission fees and become 100% volunteer-run. Inspired by other local organizations like Berkeley's Karma Kitchen, they've adopted a gift economy model. There's still a box where people can put money, but as co-organizer Zach Pine explains,
the idea is that you don't put the box right by the door like it's an admission box. It's away from our admission area, and it just says if you want to pay it forward, you can. So there's no obligation for anyone who comes to put anything in there.
Pine says paying it forward is a little different than just accepting donations. At a donation-based event,
there's kind of the understanding that you give the money, and then the money gets kind of broken up into whatever the pieces are it has to get broken up into, and it's done. Whereas if you have the idea that your dance is already paid for as a gift from people who came before you, right away you're receiving something.
You know, you're valuing it as something that's been given to you. And then when you, if you wish and if you can afford to pay it forward, you're saying, I want this to continue for other people, even if I'm not here.
Soul Sanctuary dancers have made it clear they want this dance to continue. In the 2 years since they switched to the gift economy model, they've actually built up a small surplus.
We're hosted in Ashkenaz Music and Dance Community Center, which is a nonprofit, and as a result of that, our rent is quite low. So we can afford to have a low budget with low rent, and also volunteer work goes into the dance.
The organizers say it takes about $4,000 and 350 hours of volunteer time to run the dance each year. But participant Nancy Alima Ali says the dance runs on something more valuable.
It's about your energy, and it's about the exchanging energy, and rather, and that can be in the form of money, and that can be in the form of dancing, and that can be in the form of doing volunteer work. But that really, ultimately, the idea is that you do get more out of it than you put into it.
Participant Erica Leonard agrees.
You know, money is not part of do I go. Sometimes I don't even think about money until I walk in and go, oh, what am I going to give today? And so much of, you know, do we go to the movies? Do we go to dinner? Is such a complicated thing. This is just my heart that brings me here.
Which is unusual. The typical rules that go with partner dancing or how to move to a particular kind of music don't apply here. At a place like this, dancing can be anything you want it to be.
You can lie on the floor. You can interact with people. You can not interact with people. And it's rare to find a place where you can really get in touch with yourself and find out, well, what do I want to do? What do I want to give? Rather than what's everybody wanting me to give. So it's freeing.
Organizer Zach Pine says hopefully that freedom translates into something people can take with them when they leave the dance floor.
Real life has a lot of scary things, but when you carry it around with you, then you can have the freedom to try new things and to do new things and to have a, you know, positive effect in the world.
Pine says that's the kind of paying it forward worth dancing for. In Berkeley, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.